They don't whistle.
No.
What happened to those?
They must have banned them. Do you know what they didn't ban?
What?
Was this podcast.
Why?
Because this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Oh, I don't know. What should I do now?
You should watch this.
But I don't really want to.
Well, maybe listen.
I'll do that.
What did you say? I don't know about that. Hey guys, so spring is upon us, and when spring is here, flowers are here, and with flowers comes allergies, and with allergies, you guys should order through Sunday Cool. All your custom apparel needs are here. Custom t-shirts, hats, stickers, tote bags, whatever your little heart desires. And hey, maybe start your process now for your summer stuff, like VBS, summer camps, all that jazz. Also, Easter is coming up, so you guys should do the RL New Fancy Water Reveal Ink, where when you're submerged in water and you come out, there's a brand new design. It's really cool. So SundayCool.com. Start your order today. Okay, I love you. That's it. Think stop. Stop.
I'm so glad you caught it.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
That's so good.
Whoa.
Should we light these or something?
Oh my gosh.
I'm crying.
Oh my gosh. Man.
Are you gonna let us in?
Hey, hold on.
Hey, you
know. Hold on, sweetie.
Hey, hold your horses.
Hold on, sweet cheeks.
I'm gonna take a bite now.
That was really good.
Dude, I'm ticked off. You know what I found out today? The butter sculptures at State Fairs, they do the butter sculptures, like in Wisconsin or whatever.
Yeah.
Not Foley butter.
What else is it?
It's a cage. It's a mold. And they just plaster butter on the outside.
What?
That's cheating.
It's 100% cheating. I've been lied. We've all been lied to. It's like we can't even, like, imagine how ticked you would be if you bought, like, an ice sculpture. And you could easily see right through it, and there's just, like, a cast around it. It'd be ridiculous.
Instead of saying, I've been lied to, what I was literally just telling you right before I went out to the restroom was these guys on TikTok, they're talking about, they both have parents from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And how poetic they are with their, like, what they say. And he said, like, one thing is, like, instead of saying, like, oh, I'm really mad, they'll say, like, my enemies have defeated me today.
Yeah. Dude, I wish I spoke like that.
My enemies have defeated me today.
Why can't we start talking like that? Talking poems.
Let's do it.
I want to just speak a haiku every time I get upset.
Oh, let me find another one real quick because they're really funny.
Ba 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 ba.
Look at this decor.
It's pretty festive. What is it for?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
30?
I'm 30.
30, baby. Dang. 30, baby. Yep.
So
yep.
Catching
yep.
up, dude.
30, so, baby.
We were just hanging out with Chad Higgins 2 weeks ago, and when I told him I was 29, he couldn't believe it.
I know.
And it was to the point where, like, oh, no way. It was like 5 minutes later. He's like, you're joking with me, right? I'm like, how bad do I look? Golly. He's like, no, it's just, dude, you've accomplished so much. You know,
that's one of them. It's like, just okay. The beard.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It has to be the beard.
People in their 20s are not supposed to have beards down to their navels.
That's true.
That is honestly my only flaw.
Yeah.
Physically.
I don't know. Literally. That's not a flaw, dude.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Feeling good. Feeling 30 and flirty, baby.
Yikes.
Ew.
Alrighty. Hey, so Lily's the last one that's under 30.
Ooh.
Ooh. What a child.
A child.
So immature.
When are you getting rid of the baby off the couch? Who's the toddler?
Oh, how's it feel?
It feels good. I feel limber. Mm-hmm. I feel I have a new sense of purpose and drive and will. And I don't know. I feel, to be honest, I feel like giving up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. That's, yeah.
And really you went to up. Idaho for your birthday.
I
you
did go to Idaho.
How was that?
It was so much fun. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was snow. There was mountains.
Did anything crazy happen?
There was.
Yeah.
And I can't go into quite detail right now.
Give like a little teaser. Though.
Okay. So I ran into a guy, bumped into him accidentally. I was at the restaurant walking through trying to go to the bathroom, bumped into him. Guess who it was?
Who?
Guess.
Movie
star. Big movie star.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. And believe it or not, I didn't even know. I didn't even recognize it because apparently when he was like a Will, like, you know, he was like the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That stuff hasn't worn off. So he's actually was smaller. So I was like, wait, that's not Hugh Grant. And I looked closer. It was, in fact.
No way.
Hugh Grant.
I thought Hugh Jackman played the Oompa Loompa.
No, Hugh Jackman was the guy who played the elf in Elf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got it.
Yep. But it was fun. It was a good time.
Cool, yeah.
Hugh Grant punched me in the face. That's like the long story.
Yeah, okay.
He punched me in the face.
So you gave all the details, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I'm really glad I had a good time, too.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to remembering those memories.
Yeah. Hey, Lil.
Hey.
This is probably the fastest we've ever gotten into a song.
Probably.
Would you like a song?
Yes.
Ooh.
Do you think one day she'll say no?
Maybe. But I think we'll be ready for that day, though. Mm-hmm. Whoa. I'm twangy.
Lily, eyes up here. Eyes up here.
I was distracted.
Back straight.
Andy's.
Good posture. Good posture.
It's like
background screen.
The photographer at the school's school picture day.
Up right here.
Just playing with whatever toys
and
stuff.
They would be like, okay, turn your knees this way. Turn your shoulders actually a little this way. Tilt your chin this. Oh, no, too far. Go back this way, and then you're just like...
You're like, I'm in second grade. I don't need this.
What's happening? This is my adventure!
This is so unnatural!
Okay, so... Oh. I think we should just... let the memories of your past...
Let's let the memories...
Yeah, because I had... I don't know if you guys knew this. I had a Justin Bieber haircut before Justin Bieber was a thing. Yeah, 2008.
Justin got it after you.
Yeah, he kind of. I think he saw me.
Whoa,
same restaurant we went and we saw, and he was like, "That's a cool haircut."
He's like, "Why is that 40-year-old man over there?"
Yeah,
like,
said,
"I'm 12."
He's like, "Oh, baby, oh, I like that hair." It was like, and then he got the idea for the song.
Oh,
yeah. So it's all coming together. Yeah,
I see.
A little history.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's just go with something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Babe, why don't you open your eyes? This is Ninjas or Butterflies. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Episode 76. I thought that by now I'd be done with it, but I guess I was wrong. I guess we were wrong. You farted on my heart. You tore it all apart. You took the stinky mess and you made it all yours. Yeah, you made it all yours. Butterflies, welcome to the show. Open your eyes. Yeah, just open your eyes. Farted on my heart, you tore it all apart. You took the stinky mess and you made it all yours. Yeah, you made it all yours. Ninjas are butterflies. Welcome to the show. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. The CIA killed JFK, broke our hearts. Oh, no way. Oh, no way. The CIA also killed MLK. I can't believe it. What did they say? What did they say? On my heart, you took it all apart. You did the sticky mess and you made it all yours. Yeah, yeah, you made
welcome to the show. Open your eyes. Yeah! Open your eyes!
Bigfoot is Andy's dad. What a conumptuation that is. What a conumptuation that is. Ninjas are butterflies. Welcome to the show. Open your eyes. Yeah. Just open your eyes.
I think the word was conundrum.
Yep.
Conundrum.
What did I even say?
Conundrum.
Condensation. I don't know.
Condensation that is.
Wow, that's I'm super condensated right now, dude.
Yeah, that was special. That was special.
That's such a fun song. What'd you think?
Okay.
Fourth laugh.
Fourth laugh. That was funny. I loved it.
Applause. Well, we wrote that literally on the way when you're on your way over here.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway. And Andrew killed it on the guitar.
Yeah, that was perfect. You farted on my heart. It's my favorite line.
It's really good. But you know what's also really good?
What?
If you guys just be quiet for 1 second.
Chill.
Don't tell me to chill.
Chill.
You know.
You know that.
Hey! Don't.
Calm down.
No, you calm down. Stop talking, please, because this is so important. Okay?
This is so important. And I know we joke a lot on here. We do. We do. But we have a question today. And we need to answer it. Not for us. Not for them. Not for everyone. But for us.
You originally said not for us.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Did the NFL invent chemtrails?
Did the NFL
hey.
Invent chemtrails? Yeah, I think so. I think all the evidence points to them.
I would say so too.
Yeah.
I think I have to agree with you guys.
You know evidence. What? Why? Well, here's the thing,
Andy. Let's think about this for a second. The NFL.
Okay.
One of their teams is the Jets.
Oh. Yes, Jets have wings.
Wings. The person that invented chicken wings was Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Military, in the position in the military.
Military are doing things to steal our information.
Stealers. Football team. NFL.
NFL. You know what another team in the NFL is? The Jets.
The Jets. Jets have wings. They fly through the air. And they release chemtrails.
The NFL
invented chemtrails?
Welcome to the show!
Oh my goodness. Why Roger Goodell? Why?
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
I think with that, I mean,
what's your deal?
We
follow the paper trail, right? I mean, book them.
Yeah.
Life in prison, as far as I'm concerned.
What you think of the drink?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's less carbonation than I
what
expected.
What do you think of the drink?
Good, because it's your last. Hey, dude, thanks for the cheesecake.
You're welcome.
We watched, at your recommendation, Griselda.
Griselda, yes.
Regret.
You regret it. Why?
It's a horrible story.
It's a new Netflix. It's based on a true story, first of all.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, so respect history.
So,
but yeah, it's on Netflix. Tell everyone about it. What's it about?
It's about this loving
narco
family that decide to move away from their old rickety town.
Yeah.
And make a life for themselves in Miami.
Wow, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Very wholesome.
And that's it. No, it's about this
female
lady,
narco.
Yeah. Who Pablo Escobar said, that's the one, he said, the one man I fear is a woman, and her name is Griselda.
Yeah. Which is scary.
And she was scary.
Yeah, was dude. She intense?
Unhinged. Yes.
I haven't watched it all, so I need to finish it.
Yeah. So.
Do you know that was one of her first roles acting in Spanish?
Like fully Spanish?
Yeah.
No way.
She did an interview where she's like, I'm not used to being like an actual like Spanish speaking character.
Yeah, dude. Wow. It's almost all in Spanish.
Really?
Which is she
really
killed cool. it.
See, that's why I wish I knew Spanish or other languages like German or whatever like that. Because when I watch Dark or I watch Griselda or whatever, I have to like be looking at the screen. Mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of the times I don't have time just to sit down and watch it. I want to do it while I'm cooking or something and I can't do it. Yeah. So I just have to guess. Just have to listen to their tone and their voice. I'm like, someone's gonna get killed right now.
But that was
like
funny though.
Maybe that's why you liked it so much, is because you weren't understanding what they were saying.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
It was because we were watching it last night while Lily was like hanging up clothes in the closet. Mm-hmm. So I was reading the subtitles. I'm like, what? Why would he say that? And she's like, what did he say? I'm like, you were listening. I'm like, oh yeah, it's in Spanish. I'm reading it.
You heard it. I don't have to repeat it.
Hey, but before we get started, Mr. Andy.
Yes.
You want some birthday presents?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Just a little 30-year-old Andy want a birthday present?
That was full cheesecake, dude.
Also, we're laughing at the beginning. Oh, it's because he started singing the song when we wanted it to be a surprise, and he realized it. And what did you say?
I was like,
you go,
I don't know what part. And I was like, oh, are we going to light these candles?
You go, oh, man. Are we going to light these candles or what?
Just trying to change the subject. I'm going to just stop talking.
Dude, I didn't even, because I don't register half the things you guys are saying, because it's usually something weird.
So funny. All right. Well, we each got you a present. And
I'm excited about it, because I know you guys care a lot about me, and I know you care. You put a lot of thought into these presents, and so I'm just excited to.
So this one's from me.
Okay, cool. So did you get it from Amazon?
Is this a hint?
This is a hint.
It is a hint.
Dude.
Yeah. So basically, I got this because of that one time that we were talking about Griselda.
No,
yeah.
Bro.
And like, you know.
And
like
she loves tortilla chips.
She does. So.
Dude, thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously. If you had any part of this, guys, thank you so much.
That was all him.
That's amazing. I love that. I'm psyched.
Wait. Yeah. Go. Okay, why don't you go sit down and explain it to him.
Thank you. Can you?
What do you want?
Oh yes.
Listen.
Here's a plate.
If you're listening, Lily has hit pause on the podcast so she can get a piece of cheesecake.
Lily, just pick one, please.
Can you tell me
We're giving Andy gifts.
Can you tell me about my gift? Like why you got it for me?
Because you're a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve to be celebrated.
Okay.
What inspired you to get this gift exactly?
It reminded me.
Put
of
that
you.
In your mouth, like this.
It reminded me of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
in what way, though?
Your
because
humor,
of my love. Because of my love of.
Because of your love of skincare.
Skincare. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to this. No way.
Wow.
Lily, salsa?
That's so cool.
That totally
makes sense.
You know I use salsa to literally rub on my face every morning because that's my skincare routine. Because Griselda does it.
Yes.
And she loves salsa on her face.
What?
Oh, man. I'm really excited now. I can't. This is, guys, incredible.
This
Thank
is actually
so much.
The second gift for me. Andrew has the third, his gift, but I want to gift this one and describe it to you.
Okay, perfect.
This is actually from me and Lily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Lily, start off. Why did we get this one? Don't feel too much.
Yeah.
Why did we get this one for Andy?
I'm excited.
Because you're so multi-talented.
So multi-talented, and we're just blown away with your fascination of space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We know that you love space.
I can't stop talking about it.
I know. You won't. Shut up about it.
I know.
And sometimes I'm like, Andy, please stop.
And I'm like, I can't.
So all that to say, that's what inspired this.
Okay,
gift.
I'm
so
excited. This is great. What is it? Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew.
Because we know that Griselda
Yes.
She was also fascinated by space. And guess what her favorite drink was?
Mountain Dew. Yes. I remember that because the mountain and the dew on the mountain and then the snow on the mountain that also represents cocaine.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. And, all right. Thank you. You guys are the best.
Yeah, we know.
You're literally the best. Thank you. I'm gonna put this on ice.
there's one more gift. We know that
it's outside.
You're sometimes parked. You're sometimes a little sensitive, and
I'm not sensitive.
Josh and I we talked about it, and we were like, let's just make sure Andy feels like he's part of the team. Like he has everything he could possibly need.
So, no way! A brand new car?
Yes, actually, it's in my truck. Oh, wait, no, you got it out of the truck.
Yeah, I got it out of the truck. It's right here.
You didn't think it was, I was giving you my truck.
No, I definitely not. I just figured, because we were talking, I really need the car because I've been walking and, you know, my kids have to walk to school. And
You have 7 cars.
Yeah, and you have like 18
But you know
cars.
What you can use to help your kids walk to school?
What is it? Oh, man. No way. Is it what I think it is?
It is.
I've been wanting one of these forever. If it's what it... A slingshot! Yay! Hey, that's actually really freaking dope. This is the same one you got, right?
Yeah.
We could shoot each other.
Yeah, we can. Oh, we can play 10. That's so fun.
That's so fun right now. Yeah.
Dude. I can't wait to get in on that.
What?
Dude, yeah.
You guys are wacky.
You need to come up.
I suppose.
You're like this.
I just want this piece of cheesecake. And I'm just going to stand here and go, wow.
Whoa.
But I love you.
But darling, I love you.
But darling, I love you.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's in your head?
Nothing.
Nothing, sir.
Something.
We did have a stressful day.
Stressful day. Morning.
Yeah, we took Ada to a doctor thing, and they were like,
what's the verdict?
She is a monkey.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got a second opinion on it.
It makes sense because she was always going, ooh. We're like, what in the world?
We need
her poop at us. It was like, what's going on?
This is a chimpanzee.
It took an hour and 45 minutes, legit. And they're like, yeah, she's a monkey.
You're walking out. Doctor's there. You're like, oh, doc, didn't expect you back so soon. Gotten the results? Yeah, I'm sorry. She's a chimpanzee.
No! No!
I hope this is the first podcast Joe Rogan actually sits down and tries to listen to.
It's like, what the?
Oh, never mind.
But really.
Yes.
Speaking of chemtrails. I saw this thing. This is actually the second time I've seen it, where a weatherman is like pointing out a forecast or showing the radar and like this big like storm formation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, just so you know, this isn't a storm. This is just military exercise. It's like popping up on the radar, looking like a storm.
Yeah,
did it again. Like that was in like. California, I think. California?
I
was in California, I think. Right off of Sunset Boulevard. Take
off
a left.
I-95?
But this one was in like the Michigan area, I believe. Midwest. And the weather, it was like a tweet. I'll give you the tweet after this. But they were basically like, this is not a weather formation. This is the military dropping chaff.
Chaff
or chafe?
Like wheat? Chaff. Like the wheat?
C-H-A-F-F. Chaff. Chaff?
Chaff.
Chaff.
Chaff. Chaff. And it's like, what is chaff? Well, chaff is shreds of aluminum, fiberglass, and plastic used by the military to trick radars.
What?
So it's basically a blanketing system to where the radars cannot penetrate through it. And they've been doing that. All over the U.S.
And so it's just, literally just like, it's just particles
AKA
in the air.
Trails.
Glitter, bro.
Or glitter. Ooh,
glitter! Dude.
Bro.
Andrew, that's where the glitter's going. It's disguising the radars.
Radar blockers.
The military is buying our glitter.
Do we just blow the roof off this thing?
Can you? Can you imagine being in like gnarly conflict and it was supposed to just be like the clear glitter, but for some reason they sent the pink stuff?
Yeah, the rainbow glitter. It's like, just,
this is beautiful.
Yeah, because it could just be metallic. It could be, I mean, I don't know what the materials would be, but golly, that's crazy.
Some would say it's aluminum, fiberglass, and, you know.
Wait, but that's poison. Is that raining down on us?
Yes.
Yeah. Did the thing that I showed you.
Yeah, the snow thing.
Yeah, have you seen this?
No.
This chick is talking about, like, the rain is now toxic.
Yeah.
And she catches, or no, not rain, snow. Snow, and she takes a cup, scoops it up, melts it down, and then takes a magnet on the side, and it's not dirt in the snow. It's literally pulling to the magnet all the debris from the snow.
Weird.
Dude, literally that.
Don't eat the snow.
Dude, don't eat the snow. It's like, so they're doing that, and it's just like, when we see these planes with the, when they're like so high, leaving this jet stream, chemtrail, and it's just like, dude, that's not just like a commercial airline. Like, what are they doing? And but then those they spread out. You know that they do. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it was Prince. You see that interview with like Prince a while back?
Oh yeah, he was like on Letterman or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he talked about,
what did he have to say about it?
He said that his neighborhood was, everyone was getting along until all these weird clouds started showing up in the skies, and then everyone was angry with each other and crime went up, like sleep deprivation, all this stuff within his neighborhood.
How poetic of him.
I know. And now he's dead.
Uh-oh. Hey, hit me with some of that
CIA
volume.
CIA
killed all Prancer. It's rain and purple.
Glitter, glitter.
Hey, Purple Rain.
Oh! Hey, let's give it up for Josh, everybody.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
There we go. Yeah.
That was actually a really good connection.
That was a great connection.
So the hook. Did you know Prince invented chemtrails?
Yeah. Did you know Prince was... did you guys know that Prince was killed because of his information that he had regarding chemtrails?
We got to.
That's going to be fair or real. You guys will just wait. But yeah. And then you showed me right before the podcast. He's like, did you know there's a conspiracy regarding fog? I said, what?
Hold up.
I said, tell me more, Andy. He said, I don't know any information about it.
The thing is, I see some stuff and I'll just hear the first 5 seconds. I'm like, that's Josh video. So like just for him to listen to.
Literally,
like,
when I went poo poo, I just read and I found a CIA document about it.
Weird.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like, what did it say?
The CIA in 1967, they were doing tests to see how they can implement man-made fog into, I feel like I'm talking like that, and then this, but implementing like man-made fog to basically to where no one can drive. Mm-hmm. And so they had like four stages. Whoa. So they had the normal, they had 10% fog, was it 25% and 40%. And so they're doing all these tests. I barely read it because like,
yeah, I was there's pooping. So much. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a legit CIA document. And we'll link it in the bio because people are always asking us for references. Sorry, guys. We never give a reference to anything. No.
We try to, but it's hard.
And that's because we make everything up.
No, it took me 20 days to write this document.
Yeah. But this, what I found weird, so you guys can see it, it's a legit from CAA.gov, right?
Yeah.
Came out in 1967 about all these tests. Wasn't released to the public until 2008. And then, but at the bottom of it, it literally says top secret. So like, I want to like dive further into this whole
for
fog thing.
For real, dude. I mean,
because,
I know it
no,
sounds.
It's because the one chick on the TikTok was talking about this past week or something. There was, what was the word? Something fog. Basically to where you're advised not to drive because of thick fog. Fog advisory. Yes.
What is it called?
I was thinking so hard on that.
I made it.
Yeah.
But it literally stretched from the tip of the United States to the south of the United States, like the middle portion of America, all the same exact day.
Oh my gosh.
Fog advisory.
Weird.
Yeah.
Now that's, I know that sounds crazy to people, like chemtrails and all that stuff. And you look in that whole documentary that, I mean, the conspiracy video about people talking about fog, everyone was like, or it's just called fog, or it's like warm ground, cold air, you know, like, and they're making her feel dumb. But if the military can produce something for cheap, that's affordable, that is a that's strategic in wartime, that deters from any signals getting through, it's like in radars, of course they're going to duplicate everything they can. Like, they're going to make it look as real as possible. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I'm sure the creative meeting went, okay, we have all of these tactical approaches to, like, combat and stuff like that, but what are the vulnerabilities that we can't predict, things that we can't control? Yeah. And somebody was like, weather.
Weather.
And they're like, somebody get on it.
Yeah. What, question. It stops people from moving. You know, people, like, people literally cannot drive through it. Like, it's literally controls people.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would the government not be interested in that?
Yeah.
So it's typically cold air on warm surface, right?
Yeah.
So
when it's been super cold.
Well, we're thinking, like, I'm thinking if they have lasers that can heat stuff up, if they used like minor laser, like just enough to warm the ground right before a cold front came in, that'd be a way of doing it.
Star Wars, baby.
Never liked that. Live long and prosper. Dumbledore said that.
May the prosper be with you.
Yeah, that's it. But but people are in the comments are literally saying, I've lived here. The fog's been like this for 3 days. It's not like this.
Yeah.
It smells weird. Like, there are people who live there that can actually attest, like, hey, this isn't normal.
Yeah, and that one chick's point, people get mad when I say chick. That one lady's
chicks
point.
Chicks and dudes.
The one lady's point on TikTok was like, dude, if they were producing real results of creating this fog in the 60s, imagine what they can do now.
Totally.
With the technology and like all that jazz.
Yeah. Moore's Law. Right?
Moore's Law, not Occam's Razor.
Not Occam's Razor.
You use Harry's Razor. If you use NAB's discount code, you get 10% off.
I'm having an issue where I'm mislabeling phenomenons.
Okay.
And nobody.
Phenomenon.
I looked at both of you.
You need a
conundrum.
Button. Anytime Lily says phenomenon, he goes, phenomenon.
One of our big projects, here's a sneak peek, Sunday Cool Customers, is we're launching a website 2.0, like a revamped website, mid-February.
Spoiler alert.
Not everyone knows that.
And we're having creative meetings around copy. So, like, what's our language as a company? Like, you know, instead of saying fast shipping, we're saying, like, lickety-split shipping or something like that, like, figuring all that out.
Something cute.
And I kept saying, we're doing a pinky promise pledge, but originally it was written peaky swear pledge. And I said, guys, it's got to be all peace for onomatopoeia. And I said that like 7 times.
More than that.
And then the next day, Danny goes, you mean alliteration?
Yeah. No. Wait.
And I'm like, why didn't you correct me 37 times ago?
That's hilarious.
Because what is onomatopoeia?
It's like meow. An exclamation, like crash.
Yeah, like
boom.
Scat. Boom, boom, boom,
clap. Scat. I like that word.
Yeah.
Scat.
What does that mean?
Poop.
I also think like Scat Man. I'm the Scat Man. Beep, bop, bop, bado. You remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Bop, bop, bado.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm a scat, mate.
We're everywhere today.
I know, dude.
I know. I'm tired.
Same. Sleepy. Dude, I woke up 4 times last night for no reason. No caffeine before going down to bed. It was like one of those nights where you just stare at the ceiling and think about, I'm not asleep right now.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
And then you get mad and you're just like, just go to sleep.
Yep.
Now.
And then you start like thinking about something. And you're like, what am I doing? Go to sleep.
I got up and went to the kitchen. Wasn't thirsty. I was like, I'm just going to drink water because I feel like I need to do something different. I'm standing in the kitchen staring into the blackness of night, just having an existential crisis.
And they say it's the worst to get on your phone when you're dealing with that.
Yeah.
But I always get on my phone.
Yeah.
Then so I'm like,
if it's bad for me, why do I do it all the time?
I'm trying to think of, like, this will distract me from what I'm thinking about, but then I see someone, I'm like, oh, then now this is distracting me.
See, I figured out the trick, though.
Nah.
You can't
do, like, social media because you never know what you're going to swipe to next, what might get you going. I watch, like, hunting, like, ASMR hunting things where it's just dudes walking through the woods stalking stuff. It's completely boring and quiet.
Now I'm loading my gun.
And I'm asleep. But I did have one night where they actually like shot something and that woke me up quite terribly.
Someone said they fall asleep to our podcast. I'm like, that sounds like a nightmare.
How? What?
That
wake up! Like-
We get really quiet. No, get really quiet.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Today is Andy's birthday.
Wake up! It's gonna be great. Someone just served off the road.
No, be careful.
It's like System of a Down in here.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Amelia Earhart was found?
Yep.
Ish. Well,
yeah, it's suspected, right?
Let's just say she was found.
Well, my source from NAB said,
I'm putting it all on Amelia being found. All in, baby.
Did the crab show up with her?
They did not.
No?
No.
Here she is. Our queen.
We're done with her.
I don't know why crabs talk like aliens.
They probably are.
Could be. Yeah.
Dude, fun fact about crabs.
Tell me.
Real quick. Really weird. I think, what is the ratio for the percentage for right-hand, left-handed people? It's like 30-70, I think.
I have no idea.
It's the exact same for crabs.
What?
For the crabs that have the big claws and the ones that have the small claw, it's always it's the exact same percentage. The right claw is the big claw.
I don't
believe in coincidences.
No, I mean, like, that just seems like, I don't know, it's very interesting.
Do all animals in the animal kingdom have handedness?
I don't know, but this crab has just the bigger onomatopoeia. Bigger claw. You know what they say, when in Rome, onomatopoeia.
I thought no.
I do, like, zebras lead with one hoof.
Interesting.
Push them. Just see what it, like, push it and see what, and put, see what, put, yeah. puts it out first.
Oh, the zebras, goofy footed.
Wait, but, back to Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, sorry to distract you.
I really liked the theory that she crash landed on an island and made friends.
Starved
and
to death.
Lived forever.
Like, that's the solution.
No,
she started a new life. She's like, I'm done with this life of flying around the world and doing what man tells me to do. I'm going to live with these locals on this remote island. That's how they all talk.
Yeah, the transatlantic accent.
Yeah.
But she had a husband.
Oh. Maybe he was not nice, though.
But let me look it up. No,
I think he was really nice.
No, I think he was the one that gave her the plane.
Ooh. Oh.
So that makes like, da-na-na-na-na-na. Like,
wait, don't. We had different reactions.
Yeah, explore that.
I just think it's a sweet gift.
Or
he was supporting her, and she was a first female pilot.
Or
she gave him he gave her this plane to ultimately crash into where he could profit off of her death.
Well, he had like an insurance policy on
her. I heard that he actually wrote a book about her life and death before she even took off.
I read it. He said that.
Are you making that up?
No. It's a book.
Look
it up. He said in the book he didn't think women could be pilots, but she wouldn't quit nagging, so he went ahead and bought the plane.
You guys are lying right now.
It's historical. What are you talking about?
Guys, if you're making this up, that's a horrible rumor to start about Amelia Earhart's husband.
Why would we do that?
Okay, just go look it up.
I'm sure he's going to be really upset, too.
Yeah, we made that up. But you should look up his net worth. He's dead now, but what he was worth.
George P. Putnam.
Putnam.
They were not married when she died.
He probably divorced her.
Divorced.
My brain did this.
I'm like, hold on a second. If they weren't married before she died,
why did we both?
He married that Amelia Earhart.
Why did we both think?
we both went,
wait a minute.
Amelia Earhart reluctantly married her public relationships manager, George Putnam, in 1931. Reluctantly.
But public relationship manager.
I guess you could say.
Did he have an insurance claim on her?
Okay. Amelia Earhart and George Palmer Putnam.
Are we starting a conspiracy right now?
After Earhart's transatlantic passenger flight, publisher and PR wizard Putnam became her manager. In 1931, she married him hesitantly on the condition that they would separate in a year if unhappy. Though some called it a marriage of convenience, they remained together. They were only together for like 7 years.
He got her wealth, though, right? There had to have been something to where when she died, he got all of her wealth.
Somebody did a TikTok entitled, Amelia Earhart's husband remarried the same year she died.
Dang!
Hold on.
Wow, he really putting her in her place. I don't know.
What is Putnam?
Putnam, that's his last name.
Oh. Yep. I don't get it.
Tell it to me again. That's wild.
This is a portion of the podcast.
He really flew the coop. That doesn't connect.
No.
He really planed to kill her.
They were going to get a divorce? That was plain to see.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, sorry, guys. We're just winging it.
Couple.
Crash. Onomatopoeia.
Couple more and she'll finish watching the TikTok.
Kaboom!
This is obviously something we need to look into.
Yeah. Stay tuned, guys. But no, speaking of Amelia Hurt being found in... us finding out just now that her ex-husband killed her for her.
Hey.
Allegedly.
No, I'm going to say that.
We don't know.
Allegedly.
It's a conspiracy. We got that. Don't go anywhere. It's Andy's birthday, but more importantly, we have something to say.
Wow. You just have such a good singing voice.
I'm glad you said that. Hey, I just wanted to sing to you.
I appreciate that. That's the best gift you could ever give me. But I have something to gift to you guys. Because, listen, you guys have been so generous on my birthday. I want to give it back to you.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but at Sunday Cool, where we work, was legitimately why this podcast exists. Guess what? We do custom merch and apparel, and we specialize in water-based ink screen printing. But guess what? Just when you thought our shirts couldn't get any cooler, Josh, guess what we came up with?
Tell me.
It's called Water Reveal. Guys, it's a print. You have a wonderful design on your shirt. You're walking around. It's really cool. Then suddenly, someone pushes you into a pool, and you come out with an even cooler design.
Why?
Because we have a special magic ink that's called Water Reveal ink, and it's incredible. And you can use it for baptisms, pool parties.
What?
Other things where you get wet, possibly.
In the gym where you sweat.
Yes. So, all you got to do is go to sundaycool.com/waterreveal. Go check it out.
Yes.
You know what? I'm really hungry.
Whoa.
I don't feel like I have enough time to eat the whole thing, like take multiple bites.
So, you're going to put the whole thing in your mouth?
I guess.
Why do I feel the weird urge to do the exact same thing?
What's that?
Ooh, Lily, don't eat it out of the trash.
Lily, stop!
That's disgusting. That's weird. Get out of there!
You look like a raccoon.
Ew!
Do you like spicy food?
I love spicy food.
You bought him habanero hot sauce.
Dude, you know what I hate?
Spicy food.
People who love spicy food but don't act like it's spicy.
Yeah, me too.
It's like... I like it because it's spicy. Because it makes me sweat and make me hallucinate a little bit. It's like that's the whole point.
Yeah.
They're the same people that wear shorts in the winter.
What's wrong with that? I used to do that all the time when I was a kid. I'm from Montana. I don't get cold.
I'm not even that cold. I don't need jeans.
There's a guy on TikTok that's like how everyone expects you to react whenever you tell them you're not cold. You're wearing a short sleeve and shorts and stuff. He's like, dude, I'm not even cold. And I'm like, what? This guy's different. Clapping. This guy's crazy. Not even a little bit.
Wasn't that ad fun though?
I had a blast, man. I can't believe you sang to me.
I can't believe you ate an entire cheesecake in one bite.
I can't believe that either, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But I really appreciated you joining me and joining with me in the end with your own slice.
Yeah, but then I remember spitting it in the trash can.
It's okay.
Don't do that. That's wasteful.
But then I remember Lily going in the trash can and eating
that cheesecake that I spit out. I never saw that.
What are you doing?
Stop!
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Onomatopoeia. Leave me alone. Crash.
Bite.
You know something I said when we were watching Griselda was, you know, when she starts doing crack?
I haven't watched it that far, but I can imagine it happens probably pretty early into the series.
You know when she just starts doing crack?
I said, is that what crack looks like? It's kind of pretty.
It is kind of pretty,
and then she made the joke, what if all these girls out there collecting crystals, they don't know that they're just collecting crack?
And they're like, no wonder you feel different when these crystals around.
No wonder you feel this good energy.
You're just getting contact. What are you doing? This is bad for you. Is that a meth rock? What are you doing? No.
No, it's crystal.
This is my birthstone, and it heals me and makes me fall asleep. Okay.
Let me ask this. Where did you buy that Crystal.
From Will behind the Dollar General.
The bridge. Okay.
Yeah, that's meth.
The bridge.
Honey, that's meth. I need you to put it down. You're also going to rehab now.
No, it helps me stay awake.
Sure it does.
Oh, but you know what time it is. Do it. Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily. What questions are fresh on our mind. Hi.
Okay. If you were able to eliminate one species of creature in the world, maybe not species, let's just take one animal.
Okay. Yeah, one animal.
Around the world without affecting our global ecosystem. It won't have any kind of impact. This is a free pass.
Oh, man. Okay.
Cool.
I got
which
mine.
Critter would it be?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Bull shark.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Because
okay.
I surf, and those are the ones that bite everybody. If I could be in the water and not think about sharks, knowing those things weren't there,
yeah,
I'd be much happier.
I just told you yesterday that the girls and Kelsey started watching Soul Surfer.
Oh,
but
dude.
They didn't know what it was about.
Really?
I was like, oh, it's a Christian movie. I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, it's a Christian movie, but you just wait. And then suddenly she's out there and swimming, and then suddenly the shark comes out of the water and just bites her arm off.
Yeah.
And then Demi's just like, that's a lot of blood. Like, I don't know if this is good for them or not. I think I would do, just because it's the first thing that popped in my mind, that like an animal that truly scares me. And I just know I'm never going to come in contact with one, but it just makes me feel safer and I feel better at night if I know they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
Orangutans.
Really?
What? They're sweet.
Dude, I just have this one video that I saw of orangutan.
They're pulling the...
He's literally just standing there.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's
yeah,
just
yeah.
looking at you. And I'm like, he's like literally on, probably like 6 feet tall. I'm like, this is scary. He could like, rip me apart.
It was at like a zoo in like Asia or something. They like grabbed the guy's shirt and started pulling him. And he couldn't get out. And then they like grabbed his arm through the cage.
Dude.
And he was like...
There's a
they could just go...
Easily. Like a paper towel, dude.
And they go, Andrew, Joe Rogan was on Andrew Schultz's show, and he was talking about monkeys, and there's a monkey that it was just sitting there, and like the guy was like talking to the monkey, you know, like doing nothing, little one. And it decided it was going to grab his face, and he said it was like a Subway foot long that just got pulled off the, like literally.
Bro.
Just grabbed and took it.
Dude, that happens all the time. What was that family that they had?
The chimp?
A chimp, and it ripped her face off.
The 911 call, have you heard that?
Yes,
dude,
I have.
But dude. Have you seen her face today?
Yeah, yeah.
I was scrolling TikTok. It was like one of those nights where
tragic,
I couldn't sleep.
Tragic.
And I was scrolling, and it was like, it showed the picture of her like before, and it's like, and they're like playing like the 911 call. I'm like, what is this about? Swipe. Ah.
Yeah. Dude. Tragic, dude.
Terrible.
I can't like it's one of
so
the
sad.
One of the scariest things I've ever heard. That's one of the worst recordings ever to like be put out.
What did I don't know. We probably talked about this on the podcast, but my dad said when he was in elementary, they brought a baby chimpanzee into the school.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's like, after that day, I've been afraid of chimpanzees.
Really?
He said, because didn't do anything to anyone, but they gave it a tennis ball, this baby chimpanzee, and it goes, poof.
Dude.
Huh.
Just popped a tennis ball.
Dude, the strength that animals have. Like I was on this Joe Rogan kick where he's talking about animal strength. He was talking about, he was watching this grizzly attack a full-grown moose, and it caught up to it, which just thinking that they're that fast to catch up to one.
Yeah.
In one swing, it hit the moose, broke the moose's back.
Dude.
Like just in a punch. And then he was talking about wolves. They asked, do you think you could, like, you know, your fit guy, the MMA thing, do you think you could take a wolf? And he said, instantly no. Not. I didn't know this. A wolf's bite, I think he said it's like 4 to 5 times stronger than a pit bull's. Like it's designed to grab a femur and crack its teeth are different. Yeah, it's for crushing bone. So you think putting your arms up, it's just going to toothpicks, dude.
The scene from The Revenant is what scares me all the time.
Yeah, dude.
I used to not feel scared of bears until that movie.
Yeah, like just the part where it literally pinches the back and pull. I'm like, dude, that what a horrifying way to go.
I need to show you guys the video that ultimately made me afraid of bears was they put a real life looking mannequin dummy or whatever out just to observe how a bear would kill a person.
Yeah.
And they pin it down and then they jump up and they... Doing that on the chest and on the back to
collapse
to crush you,
dude.
So my answer is grizzly bears. At first it was spiders, But grizzly bears, 100%. I'm so afraid of bears.
Yeah. Bears are scary, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say something like spiders. But honestly, the or jellyfish.
Yeah, but you can avoid those pretty easy. Mm-mm. Just don't go in the water.
No, one time my teacher, Mrs. Baker, we go to church with her now, she told me that there's a species or a type of jellyfish that its tentacles are so long and so deadly that if you're standing in the water and you see its little cone above.
Yeah, the box jellyfish.
If you see that, you're dead. Like, it's going to hit you.
No.
Because your tentacles are so long.
I thought the box jellyfish had short tentacles.
So if you see it.
But they also have the cone.
So it's another type.
The mantlewort, which isn't technically a jellyfish, has a sail, an inflated sail.
Yeah, but those don't kill you all the time. They're a neuro.
I got hit by one.
Yeah.
And 4 hours after the sting, I was still convulsing. Like, I was like, I don't understand why I'm shaking.
He was just crying.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was last year.
But I think that the most global impact, which I know is something that you should not be taking into account into the question based on the way that I worded it,
That was your own rule.
Would be mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good. That's a good.
They're wiping out civilizations.
I hate mosquitoes.
Yeah, that honestly is the smart choice.
Dang
but
it.
I also like.
That was really good.
I know as soon as I make the decision that it's mosquitoes, I know one day I'm just going to be walking late at night and I'm going to turn an alleyway and there's going to be an orangutan there. And it's going to be like, why?
I should have picked you.
Dude, my uncle, I think it was my uncle Jamie and maybe my other uncles. I don't know. You don't know the story. You might know the story. But this was years ago. They were fishing in the Everglades. And their engine lost power, and they could not get it started. And they're like way back there, and so they had to basically spend the night on the boat in the Everglades.
Yeah, you don't get off and try to swim it in.
And he said the mosquitoes. He said they were. It looked like they were just blanketed your skin.
Oh my gosh!
All they were wearing their like board shorts and like t-shirts, and so they were like literally just like duct taping them and like duct taping their faces and like poking holes in it. Because he's like, they were getting in our ears and crawling up our noses.
Dude, my gosh, dude, that's horrible.
And it's like,
Can you imagine colonizing Florida?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've always thought about that when I was little. Like
how wild it was.
Yeah. Wild and dense.
And yeah, like not approachable.
Yeah, you got swamps.
Like you can't even fit a horse through like the underbrush.
That's what, when we moved down here, I was just like, man, at least we'll be going somewhere like, that doesn't have tornadoes, that, okay, sure, hurricanes, but, I mean, they give you a week, 2 weeks advance to get prepared for those. And I was like, that's better than tornadoes every single weekend in the springtime in the Midwest. But then I'm like, oh, you do have tornadoes.
Yep.
You guys do have hurricanes that wipe out the whole state. Yeah. And I was like, and there's, like, every animal, panthers, bears, snakes, everything. I'm like, this is everything in Florida was trying to kill you.
It's pretty treacherous.
And I'm like, we think it's dangerous now, but back then, it's like, imagine all those animals that were there that were thriving that was it's just difficult to get through with the swamps and the marshes and stuff, so it's attacking you from everywhere.
Do you see they're trying to bring leopards back into the United States?
Why?
Because they were driven out because of poaching and like, you know, just for their pelts and stuff, but from Mexico,
like the black leopard. Oh, that's a jaguar.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're thinking about bringing jaguars back, reintroducing them because they were driven out of the United States. And so they're like, if we're trying to rehabilitate these ecosystems, it would make sense that we bring them back. I'm just thinking.
Where are they going to live?
All over suburban? That, like, Southwest.
You see Colorado released a ton of wolves, like 6 wolves, and they're going to be repeatedly doing that throughout the year. And apparently a lot of people are angry about it.
Well, they did
like
that.
Like ranchers and stuff.
They did that in Montana when I was living up there. They did it like 10 or 20 years prior to when I moved there, but the difference was that they took the wolf that was native to Montana, and then they took the Yukon Siberian wolf, and basically created a new wolf. And these things, they're terrible. They're killing all the livestock and like, but they, it started off with like one pack, right? So it was like a pack of like 6 or 10. And then when I was over there, they're like, dude, there's like 50 packs of like 10.
Gosh.
So like they're taking over. So now they have hunting seasons for wolves.
Yeah.
So we created a sport.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're incredibly also important for the ecosystem, but I just don't know. Like, I want to get like a conservationist on here one day, like, or somebody that would like that we can talk to about Bigfoot stuff and also animal stuff.
It is supposed to help equal everything out, but they're saying that they're killing more of the elk than what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah. Because they're like reproducing so fast and they're mean and they're huge.
Yeah,
they're like double the size of the native Montana wolf.
They're like four times bigger than a coyote. Like they'll be even bigger than that probably. It's then that's something crazy too. Like coyotes are absolutely like taking over everywhere now. Like in every single
state. You can
state,
shoot
like
a coyote in Florida without a license.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Because they are nuisance.
Did you know that? I mean, I think I talked to you about this, but like how they do roll calls and stuff when they're howling at nights. They'll do roll calls, and if a pregnant female doesn't hear a response from males in the area, and like maybe they're gone or dead or something like that, the coyote will start to reproduce more babies within the womb after it's all like just
like a phantom.
It just creates like she has to be pregnant already, but she just literally starts creating
more
babies, more of her litter.
Cubs.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy to me.
I don't know.
That's wild.
Works.
I don't know either.
Dude, that's wild.
I know.
Did we talk about that shepherd that was hunting coyotes on the podcast?
It wasn't a shepherd. It was
wasn't a German shepherd, but it was a type of shepherd. It was the white shepherd.
No, it's what's those big white dogs?
Pyrenees.
Was it a Pyrenees? I think it was.
Might have been.
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Did we
onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia.
Shut up.
Did we tell that story though? Did we talk about it on the pod or no?
No.
Dude, have you heard this story?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's this farmer, he's got a big farm, and a bunch of coyotes, I think it was sheep, start attacking the sheep. Well, the dog runs out, does what it's supposed to do. There's two of them. It protects, one of them's pregnant, and so the dude just goes after these coyotes and, like, kills a few of them. They run off, and then the dog runs off, and they're like, well, I guess that's, you know, there's, like, blood everywhere. They're like, I guess that's the end of that dog. And then neighbors, like, next day it's like, hey, we just found a dead coyote on our property, and you know, heads up, literally the next day someone else found another, and it's all the farms in the surrounding area. Day by day there's more dead coyotes showing up.
This dog went out and hunted them down.
How awesome is that?
And then came back, right? And then came back.
He was missing his ear, missing his tail, like had some lashes and some broken ribs, but literally went like miles and miles and miles, pursued the pack until every one of the coyotes was done.
Dude,
and then came back.
Crazy.
The story's so happy though, because they were like, you did your job, and they moved it, took him from an outside dog and they moved him into the house.
Oh.
So it was like a happy ending to like the entire thing.
He needs a steak.
For real.
That is a good boy.
Hey, good boy.
I know you're watching.
Hey, you're a good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. We know you're watching. Woof.
Hey, give us a song there, Ace.
Lady.
I was gonna say, I'm surprised you didn't pick Alligator. Jake? That. You're so scared of alligators.
Yeah, but just don't go in the lakes.
It'll
and you
get
can just
you
like leave Florida.
On the shore.
I like fishing on the bank, but you can't do that safely all the time here in Florida.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Ooh.
Wait, no.
Because you started singing one and I had one in my head. Yeah. And so now. Andrew has the reel for us.
Us. Andrew has a reel for us. He's gonna show us it right now.
Ooh, some things we just gotta watch. And you think it's pretty cool. And I can't wait to see it. Cause
Andrew has a reel. He has a reel for us.
I sent it.
We're bad.
Volume matters. It's in Ninja Clan.
Text?
All
right, click it, but don't open it or don't hit play yet.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you always mess it up. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, play. I got the volume.
Oh.
All right. Happy birthday, Andrew. I'm proud of you, my friend. You're going to be a 29, I guess. Okay, I am. By the Japanese. 呼吸をちゃんとしなさい. So that means you cannot poop. Don't squat too much. Just breathe. Then you'll be okay. Happy birthday.
Yes. Thanks, Dad.
That's awesome.
He's the best.
That is amazing.
Everyone go buy Funko Poke right now. Nandora, Florida, or go invest in some stock.
Or just go give them a 5-star Google review. Trust us.
Please. Everyone go bomb review.
Oh my gosh, that's epic.
Like 5-star bomb review.
It's called Funko Poke Bowls.
Mount Dora.
It's in Mount Dora.
Please. And don't make it good. Just don't make it about us. Literally just say it's the greatest poke in the world.
Because it actually is. I brought some to my family. My family from Hawaii was visiting and I brought them some and they were like, I wouldn't. Like, if we went and got this on our own, wouldn't be upset. They're like, this is the closest to Hawaii we've had outside of the island. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's good stuff.
It is so good. We had it on Friday.
Mm. I could have it every day.
I had it.
I ain't ever going to stop eating poke.
I have a birthday surprise for you.
No. Really?
Like an actual one.
What is it? Is it a truck?
I got the phone number of someone that we've talked about on this podcast.
No way.
And I just texted him.
Wow.
Said, are you available to talk now?
Okay.
I mean, Buzz Aldrin.
Balls Aldrin?
Balls Aldrin.
No way.
Yes. So,
let's talk to Buzz.
All right, let me.
I can't wait.
Give him a call.
This is going to be exciting. The actual Buzz?
Yes.
The astronaut?
Yes.
Next to Neil Armstrong?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Hopefully he answers.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Here it is. I'm excited. Golly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are we going to ask him? What are we going to do? What?
Hello, hello, hello.
Buzz Aldrin?
Oi.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, this is Josh Hooper. Remember we were talking earlier and I told you about our podcast that we have?
Josh Hooper.
Yes.
Great to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, Buzz Aldrin.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Who's that, then?
That is Andy Danoon. He's on the podcast. He's one of my buddies that does the podcast with
Andy.
Me.
Andy. Yeah. I love that name, Andy. I gave my son that name.
Really?
Did he really? That is so cool. I didn't know.
That is so cool.
Buzz, can you tell us about the moon?
Oh, it's big. It's big. I think people, personally, I was on Earth and I'd look up and there's times it looked big and then other times it looked not as big.
Yeah. I know, right?
But perspective wise. And you get up there and it's large.
Wow. Yeah,
but I'm a little taken back. Like from all the interviews, I didn't know you had a British accent.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes in the U.S., I would do like an American accent because they wanted to, you know.
Oh, right.
And whatnot, sending people to the moon. But this is me. This is kind of my casual round the house chit chat, jibber jabber.
That's so cool. So you said that you had a son named Andy. Were you like super close with him?
Yeah. No, unfortunately, I had Andy right before.
Wait.
I had to explore space and whatnot, so I was not able to spend really any time with him. Never, barely met him, hardly met him.
So, when was the last time you saw your son?
Oh, it's been ages. It's been absolutely ages. You know, I was holding that precious baby, and I said, oh, I love this baby so much. And then NASA, the doctor had said, hey, Buzz, it's NASA. And they want you to explore the galaxies. And I said, oh, no. But I've just had this baby. And they said, I know, but you've got the rockets going. So I said, oh, well then, Andy, goodbye. And I left.
Wait, so Buzz, back up just real quick.
Of course.
You didn't by chance have Andy in Montana, did you?
You broke up, love. What was that?
I said you didn't by chance have Andy, your son that you left. Was he born in Montana?
Montana. It's the most like the moon, Montana. First two words and whatnot.
Yeah. But was Andy born in Montana? Was your son Andy born in Montana?
My son Andy was born in Montana. Yeah, that's correct. It's weird, you know that. But yeah,
hold on. What year were you born?
94.
Was your son Andy born in
1994? 1994. It was just a few years after Taylor Swift was 89, And it had been about 5 years, which would put it at 94.
Right.
That Andy, my son Andy, came into this big blue world in Big Sky, Montana.
Wow. Buzz, I don't want to like kind of freak you out because I know of your age and stuff, but I think Andy Danoon, who's sitting right here, I think he might be your son.
You might be my dad, Buzz.
Andy?
Dad? I've missed you.
Andy, I just want to say I'm so proud of the man you've become. And I'm couldn't be, you know, a very good father to you because I was out exploring the galaxies and I had to visit all these planets and put American flags on all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just was, there was no possible way I could have done. But hold on 1 second. Hey, that's a good job, Billy. Well done, mate. That's a beautiful picture you colored. I love that.
Wait, who's that?
Oh, it's Billy, my son.
So you decide you have another kid.
Well, yeah, Billy. I took Billy with me into the space, because he was smaller. He's a bit smaller. He didn't have the beard you have, you know. And the space shuttle isn't large.
Right.
You're saying you left me as a kid because I was too fat for the space shuttle?
No, it wasn't your weight, dearie. It was the beard. You were born with it.
Wow.
I guess that makes sense.
This bloke isn't going to fit on the shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy to think about. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Why take me?
Well, Buzz, this is something. This is Andy's birthday, so maybe do you have words of advice to give to Andy from all your space exploration?
I do. I've always had one thing. I said if I ever get to meet Andy again, I'd love to say one thing to him.
Yeah.
Andrew, Andy,
yeah,
hey dog, shoot for the moon. And even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Wow. That's like, hey, I mean, since we made this connection, Buzz, like maybe we could connect you two like in person to where Andy could like actually finally meet you.
I would love that. I would love that so much.
I'm so sorry. Billy was asking me a question about this Bluey episode. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
sure.
Billy, I'm here and you have my undivided love and attention. Yes, go on. Yeah. Oh, yes. Character's name is Chili. Chili's the name of the character. What's that now? Go.
Do you have time in your schedule to maybe come meet your son physically, Andy, your son?
I would love to write him a letter of recommendation or anything like that. That sounds great.
Yeah,
I think that would be swell.
But meeting him in person?
Oh, love, you know, I just wish I could. But it's I'm halfway to Ursa Major right now.
Mm.
I'm either there or I'm right outside of Venice Beach. It's hard to tell when I look out at the craft. But love, no, it's not going to be good for tomorrow or this week. But what if we circle back? We circle back?
Yeah,
like when would be good for you? Like, I can reach out maybe next week or when would be?
Yeah, next week sounds good. I'm out of town for the first part, and then I got meetings second half. But I think sometime after that would be when we could kind of settle down.
Yeah, well,
and then we'll
okay.
Yeah, I mean we can work it out.
Yeah, we can work out the details.
I love you, Dad.
I would love to work out the details. And I'll just never forget. Always remember that when you look up there, that big, big moon.
Yeah.
It was your dad that did that.
Thanks, Dad. I love you. I love you, Dad.
See you, son. From what I know.
Did he say I love you?
I don't think. Maybe he didn't hear me. I love you, Dad.
Oh, thank you so much. I do it for the fans, really. And, oh, guy, I couldn't have been happier about to get this phone call and make this connection.
I love you, Dad. Thank you.
All right, Buzz. Thank you so much for
Bye, Buzz.
We'll get you guys connected somehow.
Just before I go, I want to say I love the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Buzz.
But I love the work. I love Lily's. She's always gasping and laughing and whatnot. It's great. I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely have to get you on the podcast sometime.
Oh, I would love that.
All right.
I would love that. I like Andy, and I would love that.
All right. Take care, Buzz.
Ta-ta.
All right. Bye. Wow.
Holy moly.
Can you believe?
I don't know what to feel. That was a roller coaster of emotions. I'm not sure how to feel right
that
now.
That was crazy. Dang. I had no idea.
I mean, it makes so much sense now.
It does.
Because he just wanted space.
Oh my God.
He just wanted space. That's all he wanted. He just needed space. That's it.
Doesn't that make you feel?
When he left, he said, I just need space. And I didn't know what that meant. And
yeah.
Now that it's like.
Probably because you're a baby.
It's probably because he's a baby and he didn't want that commitment.
No, I'm saying you probably didn't understand because you were a baby. You couldn't really understand.
That's true. That's probably also why I didn't understand what he said. Yeah. But I think I remember when I'm walking away, but he mouthed the words, I just need space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
that was a lot, dude. Is that
some closure?
A little, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That is
a little
cool.
bit. I feel like we still need to talk a bit.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But tell us that one thing you told me about 2020 and 2024.
Oh, yeah. It's just that the symbolism. I was like, this. Like, I thought it was going to go with what we were just talking about. But it was just like a meme showing the comparisons between 2020 and 2024. So, like, 4 years ago, we had Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers going to the Super Bowl.
Is that happening this year?
Oh. In 2 weeks. Then you have
leap year.
It was a leap year, which happens every four years, obviously.
Years, yeah.
But it also Trump and Joe Biden head to head presidential election. So it's literally just like copy and pasting at this point.
It's not really a coincidence because it would have happened at the inverse anyway.
You don't think it's a coincidence?
It's a little coincidence.
You don't think it's a coincidence that every 4 years it just happens to be a leap year?
You don't think there's an election year?
Hey.
What?
The same two people are in the election.
And the Chiefs have won like the past three Super Bowls or something like that.
You should find the last time two presidents have ran against each other in a consecutive election year. Right? I don't know if it's ever happened.
Surely it had to have been, right?
It's almost a default always that the guy that is currently in office is going to run again.
Right.
And then...
But the opposing, typically when they lose the election, they don't run directly the next campaign or whatever, the next 4 years, you know?
I think they keep trying and trying and trying. Think about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but she was only the candidate once. Like the Democratic nominee.
Wait, are they official? Mm. Are they the official nominees? Candidates?
I don't think official.
I mean, not official, but oh. I mean, it's got it. I mean, there's no one else that could possibly.
If I'm scrolling through this and understanding it correctly, it's happened three times. Eisenhower versus Stevenson was 52 and 56. Kenley versus Bryan was 1896 and 1900. Benjamin Harris, Grover Cleveland in 1888.
So it's happened. We get it. We get it.
Yeah.
It's happened.
No, I still have a few more.
It's less common than I thought it was. I thought it happened probably every time.
There's six.
It's like it actually happens every year.
Yeah. it's literally never happened.
I think we're just living in a dream world right now.
Yep. Wake up.
We're on the brink of World War III.
This just in. The world's at war for the third time.
Upon Civil War.
Yeah. Speaking of Civil War, the Fish Bandit.
The Fish Bandit?
Have you heard of the Fish Bandit?
No.
Okay, you go to Instagram, fish_bandit83 or something. You don't have to right now. But there is a man that is traveling around this world taping dead fish to ATMs.
Why?
We don't know. Police has charged this man. He's documented on Instagram. He's documenting how many charges he's getting. They don't know who he is. Like, they have, like, this, like, it's just listed out there. Like, hey, whoever's doing this, this is what you're being charged with. You better stop doing that. And he just keeps videoing it. And he's literally, like, in a subway. There's an ATM, and it's, like, literally in Japan. And it's just a tiny little codfish just right there, taped, duct taped to the ATM.
Dude, what's crazy. His message?
He taped them all over to a cop car, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's
maybe,
weird.
Maybe it's like you'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Ooh. The banks.
Hey, what kind of shoes you wear? What kind of concrete shoe size, huh? You want to be sleeping with the fishes?
Have you seen the, just you saying tape reminded me of it. Have you seen the Dave Chappelle special where he's like, he enlists the help of the police to find somebody, and he's like, but the person keeps sending tapes like on VHS in the modern world, and they're like, look for somebody wearing bell bottoms because I don't know who's sending tapes.
That's what he said. That's amazing.
Anyway. It's a bad joke.
But I just love that. I just love those, this outlaw, this vigilante.
Anyways, no one thought that was funny of what I just said.
I'm so self-conscious because Josh keeps saying, he'll like say, that wasn't a good joke. He's calling me out on it. I don't say it out loud.
I think that's super healthy. Anytime you try to make a joke, the love of your life looks you back and says, that wasn't what you wanted. You did not get what you wanted out of that. You could do
better.
Well,
it happened the other night. I don't even know what you said, but she's never made a joke like this. And I go, what? And she's like, and she said it again. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. And she's like, it's a joke. I'm like, oh, well, then that's not a funny joke. That's how it happened.
And I'm like, okay, knife twist.
Oh.
That's great. Hey, guys.
I think it's so cool that we talked to Buzz Aldrin.
That's crazy.
I can't believe it, man. Like, I had also no idea it was British.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
I was just, I mean, I'm still kind of confused of, like, why I couldn't have gone on, I guess. I mean, like, the beard thing, I guess, is plausible, but it's also, like, just shave the beard. I don't know. It's confusing, man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's a lot to ask of someone. Shave their beard.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Maybe he didn't want to just impose on me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But speaking of space.
Yeah.
Neuralink.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, the first one's been transplanted.
I know.
Transplanted.
Wild. Absolutely wild. Just because we were talking about that guy who got a transplant for addiction.
Addiction.
Implant.
Yeah.
It was an implant.
Lily doesn't know about this, do you?
I do know about it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was wild.
Tell them.
And so the whole idea was this guy is struggling with either, alcoholism or drug addiction. And so he literally found a company that's willing to implant something that kind of zeroes in on exactly where on their brain that it struggles with, and they implant it on there. I don't know, rewires you somehow, so you're not addicted anymore. It takes away that
dopamine.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
But that's what I'm afraid of is that it blocks dopamine.
Yeah.
And so can you ever feel happy doing something ever again? Will you ever feel love again?
Yeah. Aww. To me, because
I feel like addiction is that it's dopamine, right? So when you feel like you're in love with someone, or like when you're so happy, or like all this stuff.
Is it dopamine or is it serotonin? Might be serotonin.
Serotonin.
But yeah, I wonder does it reduce levels of it? Dopamine is like adrenaline drug.
Oh.
Serotonin is
serotonin.
Yeah.
Do you feel those things about me?
I do.
Oh.
And that's why I'll never get this addiction thing in my head. Right?
I'm addicted to love.
Because right. I'm addicted to love.
So
he's not even paying attention.
Just to
go to rehab. What are you doing?
I don't ask. I'm buying go-go boots.
Go-go boots?
Sorry.
You literally couldn't just wait until 20 minutes?
It's my attention span.
Ay, ay, ay.
Sorry.
All right, the educational portion of the podcast. Serotonin is associated with happiness, focus, and calmness. Dopamine is associated with rewards and motivation.
Ah.
So what is addiction?
Probably the combination.
Combination. Combo.
What chemicals? So
you're cutting off one of them then.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. If it reduces it, if it just monitors it more. I don't know, man. That's weird. I don't know, man. I'm no scientist.
It's just actually just installed a shot collar on them.
Dopamine.
It says
opioids, cocaine, nicotine cause dopamine to flood the reward pathway.
Oh.
So I was technically right.
Yeah. Whenever I was.
Kind of.
I meant serotonin.
When I used to teach sex ed and relationships and stuff, we'd have to talk about all those the idea of what's real, what's not, understanding those chemicals and just, man. And then one day you get called Mom, this is the sex guy from school. And they're like, don't say that.
Don't say that.
See one of the kids in school.
You're saying the S word.
It's educational.
Yeah.
Educational.
He taught sex ed.
Yeah.
Stop saying it.
That's what it is. They literally teach that in like middle school, Lil.
We have like 6-year-olds listening.
You want to have lesson one? No. You can have lesson one right now.
Do you still have your slides?
Oh, wait. Yeah, we do have
little kids listening. I did save them just because it's like, I don't know. I feel like.
Sorry, parents. There's probably like some kids like,
what is that?
What is that?
Mom, what is this? Why is Mr. Andy that man? did it not like weird you out at all doing it?
No. I'm totally comfortable with like having uncomfortable situations. So
that's
like it's fun for me.
Perfect when your kids are of age.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
You know how that happened?
Huh.
When your father left you. I'm uncomfortable with this.
And I'm okay with that.
But I'm okay with it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
full circle.
You bounce back, baby.
Nice.
But he's on his way to the moon. yeah.
There's a I don't know if you know this, but like they had a rover that they were going to lose contact with, or it was going to die. It was either on Mars or something, or it was like floating in space. I can't remember.
Oh, Saturn.
Look it up. But they played a song.
Oh, no, this is not a Saturn thing.
They played a song. It was like the last song the thing was going to hear, like before it just floated into like infinite space. And it's the saddest song in the world. And it's Billie Holiday.
Oh,
and it says,
I'll be seeing you.
It says, when I look at the moon, you'll all be seeing you. And it's the saddest song in the world.
Well, that's depressing.
I know it's so, yeah, it's crazy.
It's from The Notebook when they're dancing together.
I'll be seeing you.
It's Billie Holiday.
That sounded a lot like Billie Eilish, though.
This is Billie Eilish.
I'll be seeing you.
That sounded like
I'm the bad guy.
That was Billy Joel.
This is Billy Joel. Ring and ding and flirt. No, that's Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yeah. I don't have anything else on my list.
List.
Although they are updating the doomsday clock, by the time you see this, they'll have updated it.
Yeah, Bill and I talked about it, but we're gonna be having we have some other fun stuff over on Patreon right after this.
Because yes,
we're
going, we do.
We're running it back, baby, back
running
to back
it
episodes.
Back.
So if you want more exclusive content, you want everyone keeps saying like, hey, the only thing wrong with this podcast is that you post only once a week. But guess what? On Patreon, we post 2, 3, sometimes 4 or 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have extra episodes every single time. You get discount codes. Go to patreon.com, download the app, sign up, choose whatever plan you want, cancel any time. You're going to love it.
And hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, we will have 1 million subscribers.
Yes, yeah. Hopefully.
On YouTube.
We're
and so if
9,000 away right now.
We are going to have a party podcast.
Woohoo!
For the 1 million podcast. Yeah.
Cool. That's going to be crazy. What are we going to do?
Probably
where are we going to go?
Maybe we can get Buzz Aldrin.
Ooh.
To come on.
That would be great.
I was going to say something, but then I completely forgot.
I think you were going to mention that if anyone needs custom apparel or merch or anything, or stickers or hats for their company, for their organization, for their church, they can go to sundaycool.com and order custom merch there with a 72-hour turnaround and remarkable customer service.
No,
is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to mention.
Never mind. Forget what I said.
Everyone comment your favorite thing and your least favorite thing about Andy.
Ooh. And be nice on one and then be really mean on the other one.
Yep.
You're allowed to be mean as long as you're extra nice.
Yes. And no cursing.
Ooh.
Because
be creative.
There's kids that read the comments and we want to keep it family friendly.
Yeah. Come on, guys. You can do it. I know you can.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Sunday Cool Swag. Go get new stuff.
If you want some merch from NAB, go get it now.
Go review us on everything. 5 stars.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And subscribe. And follow on all of our social media accounts at Ninjas or Butterflies. Okay, bye. Love you.
Farted out of my heart. Tore it apart. Took the stinky mess and you made it all yours. Yeah. You made it all yours.
Buzz is Andy's dad. That's really sad that he went to space and left him behind.
Yeah, you left me behind. I'm looking at the moon, but I'm looking at you.
That was good.
Ninjas.
All right.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
You learn martial arts!
Pop Ninjas are back!
Fan mail outro. Rip it open.
Morrison.
All right. What voice do we want him to do? What voice do you love that he does?
I want you to do.
That's a lot.
You have to read it.
I can't read in front of people.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
As long as you do a voice.
An accent.
No, I can't do an accent.
Dear Josh, Lily, Andrew, and Andy, I've been a fan of the Ninjas of Butterflies for quite some time. On Fridays, look forward to watching it on YouTube after work. I've been telling my friends that they need to listen to your podcast. I told my friend Avery that she should listen to Ninjas of Butterflies, but she can't listen to it at work. I told her she would be laughing too much to get any work done. You guys share so many facts and stories. I would to share some facts and stories about where I'm from. Number one, Andy, you and me are both from Missouri. Number two, Missouri, most iconic food is gooey butter cake and cookies. St. Louis style thin crisp pizza, toasted ravioli, Fitz root beer, and other sodas. Number three, many places in Missouri, as well as states, were named after the American Revolution general, the Marquita Lafayette, who visited America her 50th anniversary. I'm losing it. Number four, Walt Disney's hometown is Marceline, Missouri.
That's true.
And it's also the home of the Walt Disney Hometown Museum. Love your fan. It's either Freya or Tyler or Freya Morrison. What is it?
That's Tyler.
All right.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.